Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time. Hello, Internet, and welcome to another Tadpog podcast. However, today it is another
Manpog
podcast. It's actually Mananpog.
Mananpog.
Meg and Nikki and Nicole play old games or parlay off. Gideon. All right, we're not talking about games at all. This is a special episode where myself and Nikki and Nicole answer your questions. We could not be more pleased to do so.
Because we've had a preview of some of these questions.
I didn't know that we weren't supposed to peek at the questions beforehand, and I peeked. And let me tell you, folks, you're in for a wild ride. It's going to get weird. It's going to get weird tonight. All right. Intro stories? Is that what happens next?
Typically, but I even have trouble on any episode of being on Tadpog of coming up with an actual intro story.
So. Why don't we do like one line intro stories, like one sentence?
Okay, you go first. It's your suggestion, Nicole.
Then we can piggyback.
I once got drunk in Mexico and bought a wooden frog.
And we're not allowed to follow up with that.
That's all you get.
Okay.
Well, I can't piggyback off of that. Thanks.
I gave you drunk Mexico frogs. Truly got something.
I used to have a really bad drinking problem in high school. That's what I get from drunk. As in, like, almost every night I was out getting drunk. Senior year. Yeah. I'm surprised I passed.
You could say habit instead of problem. Habit.
Yeah, I never sought treatment for that. So I guess it's not a problem.
Lifestyle. Drinking lifestyle.
Oh. I don't really drink. It's not my thing. The last time I... No.
Frogs.
Frogs.
Wood, Meg. Wood.
Oh, my brother once stepped on a frog and scraped it off his shoe and shoved the frog entrails like near my face to like taunt me.
Mm. Ew.
I know. Well, big brothers are mean, you guys. I don't know. They're really mean. That's all I got. That's my one sentence.
Well, let me change mine. Since you said big brothers and you said mean, he wasn't really mean, but we'll say famous moment of 8-year difference in age singing New Kids on the Block happy birthday song to my brother.
Oh.
Yeah, with his friends. Around. Not, they weren't singing with me, but.
Okay, ladies. Should we get to it?
I think we should.
Do you want me to read the first question?
I think that's a good idea. A round robin.
Okay, that sounds good. First question is from Fish Lips J. Manpog. Tyler has expressed his love for the word gooter to describe his penis as a child. I used wiener. How did you two, or three in this case, refer to your lady bits as children? Well, my family was pretty literal. I just called it my vagina. I wish I had like a better like cutesy name for it. But no, it was vagina. Which, you know, now that we have a daughter, it's not anatomically correct. It's really vulva. You're not referring to the whole area as, you know, your vagina. So
it's still a V word.
It's still a V word, but I think I'm gonna go for vulva with my child to be more anatomically correct.
You should have named her Mulva.
Mulva, tell me about your vulva.
I started to ask a really silly question. Like, Nicole, have you seen that episode of Seinfeld?
I have not.
It's good. It's good. It's a good one.
What about you guys?
I don't recall ever having a name.
You didn't reference it at all.
Nope. We just, out my pee hole, and that's it. No. I don't have, like, we didn't talk a whole lot about body parts. I don't know. I do have, one of my brother's girlfriends had a child who called hers a Twinkie.
See, that sounds like penis to me. Twinkie? That's like a phallic thing. Okay. But I mean, whatever. What about you, Nicole?
We were also literal, and I also called it my vagina. I do remember the very first time whenever I asked my grandmother what it was called, and she said vagina. I laughed, and she asked why I was laughing. I said, because it sounds like Virginia.
That's nice. Well, that's a lady good. I'm sorry, fish lips. We are...
Hey, we dropped the ball on that one.
We certainly didn't refer to them as fish lips. All right, let's see. Go ahead, Nicole, why don't you do the next question?
Okay. The next one is from Kyle of Standing or Sitting While You Poop fame. Manpog, would you say that Dave and Tyler enjoy smoochies in their boochies or a solid snooch to the gooch?
I wish I knew what this was.
That's not just, I was like, what are boochies?
What would a boochie?
And is snooch in the gooch?
Isn't a gooch a woman? No, a gooch would be a nickname for a lady part.
I think you're right. Well, I mean, Tyler loves it when I kiss his vagina. Solidly.
Or what would a snooch be? Because it's a smoochie to the boochie.
Or a snooch.
No, it's snoochies in boochies. Snoochies in their boochies.
And if you say it real slow. Snoochies in their boot cheeks. Butt cheeks. That's what he's talking about.
Butt cheeks. Smoochies on their butt cheeks.
In their butt cheeks. If you get where we're going with this.
Spread.
Yeah.
Taint, grundle. Whatever they want to call it.
When I say that Tyler enjoys that, I think he would be amused by me doing it. He would probably question why I was doing such a thing. It would certainly be out of character for me. So I guess, yes, he would enjoy it, as in we would get much comedy from it. Baby, come here. I'll give you some smoochie in your... What is it again? Boochie. In your boochie. Your boochies. Smooches.
See, I love the reference of where it's coming from. So I think in my own brain, I would have to say snooch to the gooch, because it's the whole J. Muse from the movies. Yeah. Jay and Silent Bob.
Stuff.
Like his little phrasing. So.
Oh, okay.
Now it's stuck in my head.
Now it's stuck in your head. So, Nicole, why don't you go ahead and answer for Josh? What does he prefer? Some smoochies
does he like
in
his
the Gucci's
or his Gucci's?
If I had to pick one, I would say he prefers the snoot to the gooch. We're still confused on what these are. So.
We're guessing.
I think you just get to kind of make up what
we
want.
I like snooch better than smoochies, so we'll go with that one.
Honestly, I think smoochie sounds sweet. Mm. Like a. Mm. Okay.
What was that again?
You heard me. You know. You know, Nikki, what that sounds like.
Whoa, smoochies.
All right. Nikki, hit us with another question. Oh, you could do a call.
Yeah. What? Well,
You have control of the calls.
I don't know if these two are linked together.
Okay.
But the first two are from Phil from Salem.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Let's do it.
It might be a split decision.
This is Phil from Salem. And to the ladies that are hosting today, let me call back. I think I just had a brain fart.
Well, yeah. That answers that question.
Hold on. Give me time to regroup. I'll be back.
Okay.
All right, Phil.
Phil, we're going to give you some time to regroup.
We can revisit Phil.
I know.
So maybe we'll just read another question.
Maybe we'll read another question
while Phil thinks through what he's going to think of there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay. So I have been catching up on all of the Tadpogs.
Uh-huh.
So I have had the pleasure of listening to this next person. Well, not that we know who this person is, but let's just blunt. 580. And there's not much more you can say. I'm just going to read this one, and you all will be rather entertained. So, from 580, Manpog? More like Mampog, am I right? So, Meg, Nikki, and we'll throw Nicole. Somehow, Tyler and Dave will both die unless y'all swap partners. This kind of thing happens a lot. So, please, both of you describe what you think their penises look like. Length, girth, curve. And describe the general experience with the Tadpog Nation. Is Tyler passionate? Is Dave a mouth breather? Will they ask for anal? Will Josh ask for anal? There, we had to a specific. Thanks, ladies. Respectfully yours, 580.
Respectfully.
Yeah.
Oh, you jerk. Right.
I can feel myself blushing, so I'm kind of glad. Wait, Meg's with the backlighting, not me.
Here's the thing, 580. When it comes to our friends' respective partners, Dave and Josh, in my case, I have spent zero time considering their anatomy. And I'm gonna continue to do that. I'm going to continue to imagine them as just like weird flat mannequins underneath their clothes.
Yeah, I'm with you. There is nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's something because Meg has conceived with Tyler and. We've heard a lot about Nicole and Josh and their sex life on Tadpog, so I know that that happens. And we've heard a lot about Josh in general. I think we both know what Josh looks like.
It's egg-shaped.
Egg-shaped.
Josh's penis is egg-shaped.
It is not
egg-shaped. Here's the story with that. One of Josh's ex-girlfriends once described his penis as egg shaped with looks like a dorsal fin.
What? My question would be, what eggs have you been eating?
I was like, either she's never seen an egg or she never saw his penis. One of those things.
Well, we know it's egg shaped, so there you go, 580. You can take that to the bank.
Yeah,
580. You're a little too concerned with Tyler and Dave's penises.
And aren't they open enough for you go on their own?
I know
episodes?
They would
happily describe their penises. They would happily describe each other's penises.
Right. They would be like, okay, you drop your pants. No, you drop your pants. You go first.
They would give you detailed sketches of each other's dicks. Why would you ask us? Ugh, we're ladies. We're ladies. Okay, my turn. Fish lips, Jay. I'm getting all the fish lips questions.
Dave put them in order on purpose.
Manpog, when are you gonna leave the shadows of your husbands and start your own super sweet and probably more than likely sexy podcast?
You read that so well.
I
will love that.
when are we gonna leave their shadows? They need to start a podcast now. Here's the thing, though, Fish Lips J. None of us actually have time to edit these shows.
Yeah.
Like, Tyler and Dave barely have time to edit these shows.
And they do it twice, weekly.
It's really time-consuming. So we will start our own podcast when we have enough money to hire, like, an intern.
Interns can be free, though. Oh, you want some radio experience? Edit this podcast.
We have this podcast we do from our garage. Would you like to be an intern? It's super sweet and sexy. I think it'll look really good on your resume.
If you guys were going to start a podcast, what would you guys want to do a podcast about? You have to have thought about it.
Oh, what would we do it about?
Well,
being just married random to Tyler stuff. Day.
Just random stuff. Yeah. I tend to have a very random brain, so. Like, I really want to burst out in song with a lot of the things that are being said because it brings up a song in my head.
What's the song? Sing a song. Oh,
right now, nothing. But just in general, like, I'm that person. I relate everything, and then I sing a line from a song.
Just sing. Don't hold back.
Don't hold back on it. Yeah, I don't know what I would do a podcast on. We could podcast about being first time mothers. That's not very interesting. It's actually
I'm sure as they age, it could get very interesting with the challenges, but shouldn't something we do without the children
be not about them?
Right. Let's not be those mothers, May.
Then we should definitely give sex advice. That would be our podcast. We would give really awkward sex advice because Nikki or I like talking about sex. No,
exactly. We'd be like, Nicole, so tell us, we have this question.
We would read the questions and Nicole would answer them. We would be Nicole's producers. It would really just be the Nicole super sweet sex show.
Super sweet. We could find her special guests to have on.
Yeah. So we're basically your interns is what we're saying.
Sounds
we're
good.
Volunteering for that job.
Sounds good. I'm going to copyright that. Nicole's super sweet sex show.
Mm-hmm. Do you think our friend got himself together for this phone call?
It looks like he might have. So we're gonna listen again to see what Phil from Salem has come up with.
Great.
And maybe get some good resolution.
Hey, it's Phil again. Trying to do this a second time. I'm not really good at monologuing, so sorry about that last time. Anyway, the reason I'm calling in is because I have a feeling that there's probably going to be too many sexually explicit questions asked on the man.
You are so right.
I submitted one of them.
We love you, Phil.
But I figure we should get a legitimate gaming call. So I'm wondering if everyone who's hosting today can give us all an idea what is your favorite genre of game and give us a top five. It doesn't have to be in any particular order, but the top five games in your particular favorite genre. So thank you so much for allowing your husbands to entertain us on a weekly basis. Keep up the good work. Take it easy.
Firstly, you're so very welcome. Thank you for thanking us for letting them do what they truly love and entertain you every week.
And yeah, you are welcome. Every minute that Tyler spends in the garage doing Tadpog is another minute he's not rubbing my feet. He's not cooking me dinner. It's a real hardship. I'm not going to lie. Okay, games. Who wants to start?
I don't know that I have a particular genre. I'm not really a video gamer, but I get sucked in very easily to the tedious games, you know.
Is it The Sims?
I've never played The Sims. Well, wait. When Dave and I first started dating, I played shortly with him of one of The Sims until my character died in a fire.
It
happens.
And
then I was like, all of that hard work, I'm done. No, like, so, I got sucked into, like, the Farmville, those types of games,
mm-hmm.
where it's the never-ending, you're always going for some sort of goal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you would have really liked Harvest Moon.
I don't know.
I think you would have really liked it. Because it takes a really long time.
Really, really long time.
I don't know.
So that's your genre?
Mm.
Simulation games?
Card games, trivia.
Oh.
Some good board games. I can't pick a particular genre. I don't know.
Well, I guess my favorite genre of video game is RPG. Mostly for this reason alone, is that I have terrible video game reflexes. So if there's anything that requires me to press a button with any kind of speed or accuracy, no, not happening. I get flustered. I can't even handle it. So like those Telltale games like Walking Dead or Fable, you know, you have to press buttons really suddenly. They're like, quick, press A. And I'm just staring at the controller. Like, I don't even remember. Is that a letter or a number? I don't even know anymore. No, I can't do it. So RPGs, you can think about your strategy. You can think it out. Engage in battle. But you have some time. You have some time to figure out if you're going to defend, if you're going to use an item.
It's
nice.
I kind of can play with the RPGs, but I have to build a rhythm. I think I'm better at the sudden, like a Dr. Mario or a Tetris style, where it's just boom, 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 going like fast.
Puzzles.
But I can't play the, as Nicole calls it, the shoot shit games, because I will just shoot shit and die and then can't continue.
Yep.
Yeah, shoot shit games are the worst. Like,
I can't.
I have yet to hone my skill well enough to be able to aim and shoot at the same time. It just doesn't work.
No.
No. So for my top five, did you say your top five?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, you think about that. And meanwhile, we'll hear Nicole's genre. And then we'll do our top five.
I think that with the exception of the Fable series, which I love the Fable series, but mostly simulation games. Like, I could sink so many hours into SimCity, Roller Coaster Tycoon, The Sims. Like, I could just sit and play for 48 hours straight and not get up, probably.
Yeah. I do have to say, I've put so much time into The Sims. Oh, so much time. Had all, like, oh, so much time. And now Sims 4 is out, and I've got a kid and, like, a job, and I don't have any time to play. And I'm sad. I'm sad about it.
I
can't even justify the money to, like, buy the game to let it sit on my shelf. It's just taunting me every time I see it in the store.
You liked Sims 3, though, a lot.
I liked Sims 2 a lot, too. But, I did graduate to Sims 3.
See, I tried Sims 3, and I just didn't like it as much. Sims 2, I thought, was much better.
Well, see, the thing is, once you've played Sims 2 for so long, and you've gotten used to all the expansion packs, and then you play Sims 3, and it feels so pared down, it's a little bit disappointing. But it wasn't really. You just had to get into it again. And then wait for more expansion packs.
Of course. There's also a Sims Medieval. Did you ever play that one?
I did not play that one.
I played it briefly. But
do they have like the fun, like dress up like Marie Antoinette? And that would be cool. Those, just doing the outfits would be awesome.
No, it is awesome. Mine's building the houses.
Building the houses is the best part.
What's awesome, yeah. It's the first 3 hours of every game is what's crack. Okay, so my top five RPGs are, well, I guess the guys, it's the same ones that Tyler forced me to play that I really like. So Earthbound, Mario RPG, Final Fantasy VI, Chrono Trigger, and I don't know what my fifth spot would be. Let me think about it. Okay, top five simulation games. You basically named the ones that you like.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, I pretty much covered Sims 2, Civ 4.
Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Roller Coaster Tycoon. I recently discovered on Sims that they had done exactly what I wanted and basically just redone the old game with better graphics, and it's fantastic.
So.
And you really like puzzle games.
I do. So I think it's fair to say I kind of put them out there. playing a Tetris or Dr. Mario. Oddly enough, like Anticipation was a great NES game for me because it was all about guessing what that picture was going to be, trying to advance. It was, yeah.
Okay. I think we answered that question.
Yeah.
Thanks, Phil. That was a great question.
That was a great question.
Sorry, not as prepared.
We just got the questions. I cannot be expected to be prepared. That's ridiculous. I can't stop smelling this eucalyptus.
Whose turn is it to read? Is it my turn? Okay. Oh, I get to read Micah's question. From Exalted Lord Mike of Purdue. Hello, ladies of Manpog. I have a special ladies' night edition of Would You Rather.
Let's hear it.
Because this is ladies' night. Oh, yes, I'm feeling right.
Good job.
When performing a mouth hug on your significant other or the guy you just met in the alley, would you rather start as the testicles and work to the tip? Or would you rather...
I thought mouth hug was a kiss!
But what are you hugging with your mouth?
I don't know. Meg? I just didn't make the connection until she said testicles. Oh, okay. Keep going. Sorry.
So would you rather start at the testicles and work to the tip, or would you rather work tip to testicles? And if someone could ask Taryn for me as well, 580 would like to know. Oh. Thanks, ladies, and keep on keeping on.
So was that a confession, Lord? Exalted Lord Mike of Purdue.
Is he confessing a crush on Taryn?
No, that he would be 580.
Oh.
Mystery.
The wording seems that way. Someone could ask Taryn for me as well. 580 would like to know.
For me, 580 would like to know. I don't know. Seems crazy.
So sorry, that was me.
That's okay. Yeah, I'm not answering that question.
I'm just thinking like, well.
Like how
did... I feel okay and open enough to talk about.
Here's my deal. Mouth hug. Thinking about mouth hug and what physically that would entail. I feel like there is no other way to do a mouth hug without starting at the tip.
Well, I'm just saying. You could.
I mean, if you're doing things
tickle the opposite, the testicles and then mouth hug them.
I was gonna say you could start the other end, but it wouldn't be a mouth hug. It would be like a tongue situation.
Well, if you suck on them.
Don't look at me. I already told you that I am not answering this question.
Although I think it's more fun to start with the tip and tease with one of the most sensitive spots of the body. So, that's my answer.
That's our advice for next time that you decide to give a mouth hug.
To make it official, mouth hug.
Which, just for the record, is not kissing.
I don't know. Have you ever been asked to kiss somebody's gooter?
Have I been asked?
Yeah. You want to give me a kiss?
Please kiss on my gooter. That does sound like something Tyler would say.
I'm saying. No.
Thank you, Lord Mike, for your question.
How many calls do we have?
There's only one additional call.
Okay, so let's save that. Let's hear another.
So, Meg, you don't get them all. This is another Fish Lips J, which from Fish Lips J, Manpog. If Tyler and Dave entered into a relationship together, who would be the big spoon?
Okay, wait. Let's say it at this. Who we think it is at the same time. Who would be the big spoon? One, two, three.
Dave.
Yes, it would be Dave.
Tyler looks like a bear, but he's not.
He's a little spoon.
He's a little spoon.
It's a little spoon.
He's cuddly and curl up and you can just hug him.
Okay. Now, if Tyler, Dave, and Josh were in a relationship, all three of us, who would be the little spoon? One, two, three,
Josh. But if they had to make a sandwich, who would be the meat?
Tyler.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you don't think that he'd be the meat?
No, I thought we'd do the one, two, three. You're right. And then when you said Tyler, for some reason I went back to, okay, well then if Josh, okay, that makes sense. If Josh is a little spoon and then Dave's the big spoon. There we go. Sandwich.
Josh would definitely be comfortable being the little spoon because he's always little spoon anyway. So,
just in life.
Yeah, just in general.
Tyler and I take turns. I think Tyler prefers to be the little spoon, but he's generous enough to occasionally be the big spoon.
I think it's endearing because it's the softness that a man has to be held and loved and feel comforted.
Sorry. I don't think that's our situation. I think I pretty much forced Josh to be like, listen, this is the only way I'm comfortable, so you're just going to have to deal with it.
I think it's depended for us more on which side of the bed I'm sleeping on.
Do you switch sides?
No, it's just changed with each place we've lived.
Oh.
Because I like to sleep on my right side, which would typically make me the little spoon.
Yeah.
But I also have this thing, I have to face the outside of the bed.
Right.
So that I can't be trapped in blankets and things. So if I'm the little spoon on the left side of the bed, it's not working.
Mm-hmm. When the baby was born, we switched sides, which is weird for us to do. So I would be close to the door.
It's weird, but it's what happened. It worked out, though. Tyler's close to the bathroom, which is good.
CPs a million times during the night. All right. Next question. Oh, Chandra knits shit. Manpower question. Since I figured that by now all these dudes have made you say sexy talk things, I figured I'd class up the joint. Wed, bed, behead. Hmm. Mario, Sonic, or Locke? Okay, we'll answer then. Well, here's Chandra's answer. Wed Mario because he has a stable job. Bed Locke because have you seen him? Hotness. Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Behead Sonic because the internet, specifically 4chan, has ruined him for me. Anyway, I love it anytime you ladies are on. Congratulations on having babies. Keep being awesome and keep those tadpog dudes in line. Heart, love, Chandra.
Thanks, Chandra.
Wed, bed, behead. So, I think I might be with her. I think, yeah, I would wed Mario.
I have to look up a picture. I'm not familiar with Locke, so I'm having to look up a picture.
Oh, well, you know, it's going to be all pixelated. It's more about his sexy bad boy personality. Oh, there's some pretty compelling fan art. he's shirtless with, like, boots and a riding crop. What the hell? That's definite. Well, that's an interesting interpretation. You should keep that for the show notes. Please save that for the show notes.
If that's him, I definitely agree with her.
Yeah, that is some pretty good. He's got some good treasure there too. You see how big that chest is?
It's a big treasure chest he's sitting on. Yeah, that's nice.
And I want to say that with that pose, he's going, I've got the key to the chest. There you go. There's a nickname for you.
For your vagina?
Yeah.
The treasure chest?
Yeah.
So yeah, I agree. Not Sonic. I don't agree with Sonic because the internet has ruined him for me, but because he's an animal.
See, he's a good hedgehog. I don't like the character. I never really played the game. I'm not into Sonic at all.
There you go.
So die he must with his spiky head.
It's a hedgehog.
Yeah.
I'm not letting a hedgehog near my treasure chest, if you know what I mean.
Some women could probably fit an entire hedgehog in their treasure chest. And I bet if we start trying, we can find that on the internet, I'm sure.
I really hope not. That poor hedgehog.
Maybe put him in backwards so his breathing nose is sticking.
His breathing nose.
If you put him in backwards,
the quilt will jam.
Yeah, you can't put a hedgehog in your vagina backwards.
But you can't put him in forwards either. Otherwise, you're definitely going to the emergency room for a very embarrassing story.
I think either way, moral of the story here, kids, don't put a hedgehog No hedgehogs in your vagina.
Probably just no living creatures.
I mean, blanket rule. Yeah. Blanket rule. No living creatures. No creatures of any sort. No dead creatures either. Oh. Let's just ixnay the creature cray.
Yeah, you need that asterisk with no dead creatures.
I mean, you never know. People are into weird things. All right. Nicole, it's your turn. Read a question.
It is my turn. Oh, how convenient. This question is from Tony, and it's from me. For Nicole, if your cross-stitching could imbue a magical power into one of the objects you've made, based upon the design you have chosen, describe your item's power.
Mm. Mm.
So, Tony, I am 3/4-ish of the way through a magical dragon cross-stitch, and I would make it a magic dragon that could grant me wishes and give me things. And
wish dragon.
Wish yeah. dragon.
That's a thing.
Yeah. Or just a dragon. Maybe a small one.
It's like a pet, like Lockheed.
Yeah, like a cat-sized dragon.
One you could like have perched on your shoulder.
Like Lockheed from X-Men, Shadow Cats, little alien dragon, Lockheed.
Your X-Men knowledge is much more far superior.
She's got an adorable baby dragon that's like her little familiar, just cute and hangs out. He's actually an alien, not so much like magical dragon, but he's super cute. Okay, there you go. Fun fact.
Thank you, Tony, for that.
Okay. You know, it's definitely Nikki's turn. I just saw the fish lips J and started going for it, but it's Nikki's turn.
Well, if you want to.
Nope. It's you too. It's you. I insist.
Oh, Meg, you cheater, pumpkin eater. She read ahead. So from fish lips J, this is a man pog. Well, it's man pog, so I think everybody should take a little turn. It's not specifically the person reading the question.
Right.
But
we'll all take a turn.
Using your sexiest voice possible, tell me how to make a juicy Lucy burger.
What is a Lucy burger?
A juicy Lucy burger.
And what is that?
Would you like for me to explain it to you, Meg?
I really would.
You would. A juicy Lucy burger. You start with your ground meat. You season it, rub in some spices, mix it all together, and then the interesting part. When you go to pat that out, make it into a nice, big, meaty, juicy burger patty. You're going to make two, because two is so much better than one. And then, I can't even look at you guys. Oh, my God.
We were trying so hard.
It's a stuffed sexy burger.
Is it really?
Yeah. You put cheese inside. And I guess if you wanted to throw some extra whatever in there, but it's a mixture of cheeses and it gets all gooey and oozes out the sides and tastiness.
I feel like Nikki really nailed that question. Yeah.
That would be what my singular podcast would be about, is just food.
Just because like sexy recipes. It's just
I'll just describe flavors and textures.
I like it.
It's an experience.
Nikki reading recipes sexually.
Right. Sick. Then you're gonna put a little bit of cinnamon right on top. And now I feel like the two old ladies from Saturday Night Live.
It's a delicious dish.
Yes.
On next week's Nikki's Sexy Recipes, Nikki describes meatballs.
I was gonna say Swedish meatballs.
Because they're just the sexiest food, aren't they? Meatballs. Mm-hmm.
Put them in your mouth.
Okay. Next question. Oh, you know what? We should... Yeah, okay. Next question. From Exalted Lord Mike of Purdue. Hi, man. Pog. Oh, he knew Nicole wasn't it. Lord Mike, with another question for you ladies, since the would you rather might have been pushing the envelope a little bit. My question is, could you describe in detail the most fucked up thing, in your opinion, you've seen on Reddit?
Oh, there's so many. And I haven't really been viewing recently.
Butt Sharpies.
Butt Sharpies. Is it multiple Sharpies in your butt and drawings made with that?
There are no drawings.
There should totally be butt Sharpie art.
There should be.
Oh, okay. That would be impressive.
That would be impressive.
I mean, no different than a Jackson Pollock, right? I mean, just random scribbles. You have no direction. Am I on the paper? Oh, man.
You know, butt Sharpies is disturbing, but I know I've seen more fucked up shit. I just can't. I can't pull. Yeah,
Reddit's just that endless hole of the most recent, most fucked up thing is what sticks out.
I've seen a few things that really stand out to me, but they're not. I don't know. I feel like the things that stand out to me are more like disturbing than fucked up per se. There's several in-character subreddits that are really interesting, but there's one in-character subreddit that is completely done from the perspective of a schizophrenic. That's really, really disturbing. Like, I clicked the first link on the top of all time, and it was a GIF, and you could see, like, it was from point of view, and the person was grabbing out to get a noose to put it around their neck, and it was, like, a GIF from, like, a point of view perspective GIF of hanging yourself, and I was like, nope! Like, yeah, couldn't watch that. And then there are a couple other ones that were like, what are the most fucked up videos on the internet? Threads. And they're always really good. There was a couple of videos that I couldn't finish. One is kind of an Uncanny Valley thing where it's like a video of this life-size doll in the corner of the room that this person is like dressed up like a person. And then the doll just sits there and some music plays and it cuts to different scenes. And then at one point the doll's on the ceiling. And there's, and it's just, and at one point it just flips out to the woods and it just, the woods for a few seconds. It is just some really weird stuff. There was also one that was a performance artist that like made his face out of clay. And then he was like taking paint and like painted eyes and it looked really, like it's again an Uncanny Valley type thing where it looks kind of real but not really real. Mm-hmm. And then he like takes his paintbrush and he dips it in red paint and he does, and he like, acts like he's doing like the
like slashing his
like
the smile
of the Chelsea smile
and
is like, okay, I can't watch the rest of this. So like all those things really stand out to me are just like really like disturbing.
I think that's probably my biggest thing is different levels of distaste, disgust for different reasons. Like some of those, not I don't think I ever saw the cum box picture, but based on descriptions, like, I do not want to see it. But there have been, like, postings of some of the most fucked up bathrooms or hoarding house situations that I'm just like, yeah, I can't. And then I'm drawn into, like, the medical weird situations of you won't believe what happened and, like, somebody gets shot or thrown off onto a train track and it's that I want to watch, but at the same time, like, it's right at that point of impact. I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Because stomach is not strong with that right now.
No way.
But then there's always e-fucked.
I was going to say, on a semi-lighter note, from the other things I described, there's that subreddit that is, like, half women, half spiders porn.
Oh, yeah. That was...
That's kind of... odd.
It was odd. I didn't feel like it was the most fucked up thing I've ever seen.
I just didn't want to be too much of a downer.
Oh, what about, did you guys ever read the letter from the guy who believed that he was engaged to one of the My Little Ponies?
No.
Oh, I'm going to have Tyler put this in the show notes because I'm not going to remember. Yeah, so someone on Reddit was making some, like, fucked up fan art of My Little Ponies. And one of the ponies in particular, and I can't remember her name, the pony's name. Which is, God, what's the pony's name? Anyway.
Twilight Sparkle?
Twilight Sparkle, good call. It was Twilight Sparkle. Anyway, so there's this guy is making really, like, sexually explicit Twilight Sparkle fan art, and this he gets this email from this person who asks him to please stop making this lewd fan art of Twilight Sparkle because they're getting married and they have a real relationship. And, you know, he knows that this sounds crazy, but it's true. And this is fiance man, so yeah, it's a really long letter too. It's a really long letter about his relationship with Twilight Sparkle.
Twilight Sparkle, what? If you're out there, please get your fiance some help. Get him checked in. He needs it.
I don't know which is worse, the lewd fan art or the believing that you're engaged to a pony.
I'll have to get Tyler to put that up because it's pretty funny.
I know one of my favorite subreddits, which is sometimes very weak with the actual posts, but when they're on there, they are good, is No Sleep.
I love
I was going to say, Nicole, love I no figured sleep. You would.
I read it all the time.
That is, I just...
There's some really good stuff.
Not for me.
I love it.
We're going for like creepy, scary stuff. There's a good subreddit called Let's Not Meet, where like No Sleep is an in-character subreddit, so it's all fiction. Mm-hmm. But Let's Not Meet is true encounters of people with like stalkers and stuff.
No, so it's really I don't good. Think I could read that.
It's they're not... I mean, generally, the newer posts, like, you'll get one every once in a while that... is okay, but if you look at like the top post of all time, there's some pretty good ones. Like in my opinion, good as in interesting reads, not necessarily good as in great. You have a stalker.
See, I'm very much I like to scare myself with what I know is not true. But I think I'm probably pretty much as equal as you are on the fandom of the supernatural and entity. Yeah, yeah, I love that, but. To think that there's truly a situation where stalker, that's real life. And I don't want to think about there is a possibility that there could be a stalker somewhere for me that I'm not aware of because they're just so damn good at it. And then reading something and be like, oh my gosh, I make myself paranoid. Is that, hold on, something like that happened to me yesterday. Could that be?
It also, I mean, it really has good tips as well as like tips for anybody like, not to walk alone at night and be aware of your surroundings, not walk with headphones in at night and things like that. So it can also be informative.
Okay. Well, we have another call.
Yep. This would be the last one, which does not have anything related to it as far as name goes other than D.
Okay.
It's a big D, so.
Big D.
I don't know what that means. Maybe we shall see.
What's up, man pogs? This is the Spectacle Listener Dave calling in with a super important question. What are your thoughts on Tweety Bird shirts? Thank you. Also, if you are looking to fill any time or are looking for good show notes material, feel free to make out and document it. I think that might be entertaining for everybody, yourself included. Let's just keep an open mind about these things. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Whenever he says make out and document it, he probably means video or audio, but I like to think that we're just going to put a written transcript. <We're> gonna,
let's just write the script out right now.
Tweety Bird shirts.
Oh, bless those people's hearts.
I will admit, whenever I was a kid, like 9 or 10, I had the whole Tweety Bird outfit. I had earrings. I had a watch. I had a shirt. I had socks. I had the whole Tweety Bird
you
shebang.
You were committed.
I was. See,
I was not that. when Looney Tunes shirts all reached their peak of mass want, it was also kind of grunge period going in. So I think I was 12. It was my first job I ever had working in a kitchen with my grandmother. And I got $100 cash for my weekend's worth of work from the owner. And so my first thing to do was go buy some clothes for back to school because I was that kid and wanted to have the most awesome outfit ever. And I bought a Looney Tunes shirt. It had all the different characters on it. And then it... a shirt, like an overshirt that buttoned up that was textured like the undergarment, like the waffled whatever, and also then like plaid. So it was like different patches, and it was in burgundy and like a hunter green, and I probably wore it maybe 4 times before I was like, why in the hell did you buy either of these things and think you were going to come back and be cool? Because you are not cool.
I never owned any Looney Tunes apparel. True story. Fun fact about my life. I had some, like, I had a Tigger sweatshirt.
I, too, had a Tigger sweatshirt.
My brother bought it for me for Christmas, and I was probably, like, 12 or 13, maybe just, like, a little too old for a Tigger sweatshirt, but one of my older brothers bought it for me, and it was maybe one of the first Christmases that he was, like, old enough to buy people in the family presents, so he bought it, and I was just, like, cool. Thanks.
I will wear it to sleep in every night.
I wore it a couple times. I mean, I like hoodies. It was a hoodie.
You can't go wrong.
I don't really discriminate against hoodies.
As we are all sitting in here with hoodies.
That's true.
Yeah, we are. That's the Manpog uniform.
Yep.
Sweats.
I should have worn sweats, but pregnancy pants are so much more fun.
They're so comfy. They're practically sweats.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the Tweety Bird opinion.
I'm really kind of guessing. I don't think any of us had a timer going other than what's running on this machine.
I don't think we need to fill time.
So I think we're, yes, this MacBook, it's short for machine, right?
Oh, yeah.
That Mac, yeah, well, we've been running for an hour.
An hour?
And that's with, like, all of the stuff that happened before that none of you listeners will get to hear, unfortunately. And then the Tyler interruption.
I should just run it unedited. Unedited. Raw.
Ooh.
Fuck it. We'll do it live. We'll do it live. I like it.
Thank you guys for inviting me in to make Manpog into Menanpog.
Menpog.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that one of the question askers referred to it as?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. No problem. What's everybody going to be for Halloween?
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm just going to be a sad dog.
Okay. Sad dog? What are you going to be?
I think it's supposed to be a surprise at the party. So.
I'm not going to be at the party.
Why not?
I'm going to Nashville.
Oh, boo.
I'm not dressing up either.
Double boo.
I know. I asked you guys what you guys were gonna dress up as, and then I'm gonna dress up as someone who's never owned a Tweety Bird.
I think you should buy a Tweety Bird shirt and I think wear you it should,
just for the heck of it. Yep. Kenna's gonna be Snow White, or she's gonna try to be Snow White in a costume that's a little too big for her.
Let's see. This will be on the Monday slot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then I will say, if somebody can come up with a really awesome recommendation for a pregnant woman costume that incorporates belly, that is also very simple and quick to make, that is also customer/family friendly for place of business, send those to dave@tadpog.com.
Nice. Okay. It's a contest. And the winner, what does the winner get? To see you? Are we gonna post pics?
Yeah, totally. We'll post pics.
You in the costume? Okay. I like it. I like it. Tadpog Nation, get on it. Okay. Should we wrap up the show?
I think that's probably a good idea. I have no notes in front of me, even though I've been listening to like 3 episodes a day with my drive. We can wing it.
Okay. Well, let's see. You can find Tadpog on iTunes or Stitcher, and while you're there, leave us a 5-star review. And if you have a game recommendation for Tyler and Dave, something you'd like them for them to talk about, just leave it in your review, and they will get to it.
Eventually.
What else? Do I need to talk about, obviously, the song?
What are they going to be talking about on their Wednesday episode?
Oh, God.
Well, who knows? I never know.
I don't know. Something with a game. Is it Secret of Mana? Is it Secret of Mana?
I think it is.
Secret of Mana.
I don't know. I'm only on Burger Time, okay?
I think it's Secret of Mana.
It's going to be.
Because they've been playing it.
From IGN's
Top 100. Yep. That's Wednesday's show. What else? Nicole, what's the song?
The intro song is Moves by Sycamore Drive.
And it can be found.
Tadpog.com. Also where the show notes can be found.
Yeah, check out those show notes. Hopefully we've gotten lots of material for the show notes.
Bringing stuff up on my phone.
So. Yeah. Get that sexy picture of Locke.
Yeah.
In fact, if I could just get that printed out, that sexy Locke picture.
Just frame it and hang it in your room.
That's normal. That's what grown-ups do, right?
Of course.
Just like sexy fan art. Framed.
I mean.
Framed. They get it framed. Can you imagine me taking that to Michael's and being like, yes, I would like to have this print out of some sexy fan art framed.
I would wager that's not the strangest thing I've had brought into the store to be framed.
No, that's got to be pretty weird. That's got to be pretty weird.
Yeah.
Oh. What else? I don't know. We're forgetting it all.
Yeah.
We've listened to a lot of Tadpog. It doesn't matter.
I think I can probably quote it, but I think that you covered all the bases.
Yeah.
It's not fun just to recite it. Mm-hmm. See, Tyler, I keep trying to get him off book.
To get him
different. Yeah, just go.
Because he says,
loosen it up.
Thanks for listening, everyone. You can find the show on iTunes or Stitcher.
Yep.
If you leave a review of a 5-star.
Leave a 5-star.
Yep. Well. Okay, I guess that's it for now.
Oh, we got a
sign out.
We got a,
I mean, okay.
Are you ready? Until next time,
Tropical Capricorn.
Nice. Very sexy and sweet.
Sexy, sweet, Juicy Lucy burger.
What the fuck is a Juicy Lucy burger?
I'm serious, it's a stuffed burger. It's cheese in it.
Why can't they just call it a stuffed burger?
They don't. They call it a Lucy burger. Apparently, I just
a juicy Lucy.
Like, capitalized. Like, is it particularly Lucy? Or is it just
Lucy? I expect very, very descriptive descriptions of Dave's penis.